Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
All week long, what have we been doing? We've been looking to you, the listener. In a stare down, like Winston Moss? No. We're looking for your vacation stories. So you've been sending them in. We've had the long silent ride home. We've had the guy have to go straight to the hospital on his way home. We had the sister who disappeared, the hippie sister,
yeah,
who was full of bad decisions.
There's camping. There's sickness. There's sickness while camping. There's bad airport stays. I'm looking for dysfunction kind of more.
Tell us about it. Go to 1029thehog.com. Tell us your vacation story. If Brian reads yours on the air, which we're getting ready to do again right now, you qualify for the grand prize. It's $1,000 in prizes from Steinhoffels and Sherwin Industries. And off we go.
All right. We got a lot to get through here today. My parents took my brother, sister, and I camping frequently when we were kids. After sitting around the campfire one night, my parents decided it was time for bed and, armed with flashlights, led us on the short walk up to the bathrooms to get washed up for bed. These were outdoor single-stall pit-style toilets with maybe four in a row together. My mom, sister, brother, and I finished, and we were waiting for my dad to come out when another family of campers arrived, and the mom entered the stall next to my dad. My dad, being ever the practical joker, shined his flashlight over the stall at who he thought was my mom and yelled, "It's showtime!"
Total stranger.
What? It would take you like a year to get over that.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Before exiting the stall, seeing us all waiting and quickly realizing the mistake he had made, hurried out back to our tent. We left before the sun was up the next morning. My dad hasn't lived this story down in 25 years.
He should never live it down.
Do we have a year on that?
No.
Okay.
I'd get him an It's Showtime t-shirt.
Showtime grill. Sure. All right. What else? A little more dysfunction. Back in the early 70s, our family of eight packed up the station wagon and headed for our cottage in Vilas County. A few hours into the trip, we stopped at a convenience store gas station for a bathroom break. My twin brother and I were still in the candy aisle when everyone piled back into the car and drove away.
Oh.
Didn't you notice there was some elbow room? It's a family of eight, and
right.
Now you only have six in the car. You didn't go, "Wow, we got an extra room
here.
Did you
take a head count?"
Yeah.
There was at least two kids that were psyched.
We had sat in the way back, so no one noticed we weren't in the car. Customers and staff tried to be helpful and asked us where our cottage was. Being only 4 years old, all we could reply was up north.
Yeah.
It seemed like an eternity, but after about 10 to 15 minutes, they realized we weren't in the car and came back.
Mm.
That still scar you for life.
It's a double home alone.
Sure, you got left at the store once, didn't you?
A couple times.
Couple times, yeah.
You did?
Twice.
Well, we got to hear this later.
Yeah.
I believe it's informed your personality.
Exactly. Hardened him.
This all started with a trip to Van Rothenberg's, I don't know what that is, to celebrate my grandma's birthday. Fancy restaurant, maybe. I stated that the evening reminded me of our meal at the German restaurant at Epcot the year before. "Grandma, have you ever been to Disney?" "No." "Would you want to go?" "Yes." And that was it. We were planning our trip. A couple of months passed and everything is set. The night before we head out, I'm visited by my mother, who is also going. She somehow got into a fight with my grandma and managed to lock herself out of the house that they live in together. Okay? Got it all straight?
Yeah.
She was very upset that my grandma doesn't help around the house. Grandma's 87 and just got over cancer.
Yeah, Mom.
Ma, can you pitch in a little bit?
It's kind of your turn. The roles reverse.
Optimism is still standing strong. I blew this off and convinced my wife that it'll be fine. The next day, my wife and I get the family loaded up into the RV and go to pick up Mom and Grandma. We rented an RV because Grandma wouldn't fly. The entire drive down was filled with silence and angry stares, except for when my mom left us alone in a restaurant. She decided to storm off without telling anyone and go back to the RV. I let her go knowing full well the RV was locked and it was raining.
Don't tell her.
Let her go.
Just let her
go. Just let her go.
The awkward silence never let up. My mom distanced herself and had nothing positive to say the whole trip. Why did she come along?
Right, right.
She refused hugs from my three daughters. She scolded random kids for being too loud or running around. She complained about every meal.
Why not leave mom at the gas station?
Yeah, grandma sounds better.
It peaked on the fourth day. I wanted to have a talk with her away from everyone. I was prepared to buy a plane ticket to send her home so maybe this trip could be salvaged.
Sure, solution.
And my grandma and everyone else could have a couple of days that weren't miserable in Disney. She explained she was upset with my grandma over things from her childhood and was having a hard time dealing with them, and that was what was wrong. I explained there's a time and a place to deal with these things and that Disney wasn't the time or place. This doesn't sound great either because, okay, Ma, I know you had a rough childhood, but suck it up and let's go to Disney.
Well, he's right. Not today. We're not going to solve this today.
She better put on a happy face or stay behind so we could have some fun without her. Oh, this is
kid,
not getting
though,
better.
Yeah, like governing the whole mother's experience. I mean, this, you know, oof.
I walked away with her crying, and it felt great.
There.
She managed to show up at the bus stop before we were picked up and come along. The remainder of the trip wasn't great, but she managed to force a smile and give my girls a couple of hugs.
Man.
Told you I was looking for dysfunction. So
you found it.
Yeah.
Here's another. This reminds me of the dad throwing the Christmas tree out into the yard.
Well, let's hear it.
We were invited to stay with friends at their condo in Breckenridge. We had small cars, so we decided to rent one. I went to pick it up and was offered an upgrade from a Taurus to a Lincoln. I asked if it was front-wheel drive and was assured it was. As we were fishtailing across Iowa due to a snowstorm, with two crying kids and all of us convinced we were going to die, we discovered it was not, front-wheel drive is going to...
It's still bad. You want all-wheel drive, right? Come on.
So. Well, front-wheel over rear-wheel,
sure.
At least, yeah. All-wheel would be better.
Yep.
We reached the Iowa-Nebraska border and were told the road was closed and to find someplace to stay. We found the only restaurant that was open on Christmas Eve, and my husband called the rental company to complain. They told us to get to Denver, and we would get a different car.
Denver, we just got to Nebraska.
Yeah, hello, we have an entire state before Denver. Right.
And it's a long state.
Right, and we got to get up in the mountains.
There's no place
on Denver is halfway through Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's not a solution.
Just get to Denver. It's not a 45-minute drive.
Right.
There's plenty of little mountain between you and Denver at
there
that point.
There is plenty of road to be driven yet, yeah.
After spending Christmas night clearing up, they told us to go to Denver and they would give us a different car. We were given a nice four-wheel drive vehicle and never had to drive in any snow again. After spending Christmas night cleaning up after our daughter, who vomited all over four walls in the bathroom, I got sick the next day. And our son developed a staph infection. When I finally did get to ski, I was hit by another skier and knocked across the hill.
Oh, God.
My husband packed all our belongings in the van and drove back without stopping. Swore to never visit Colorado again.
It's not Colorado's fault. It just was a bad experience.
It sure went wrong, though. Wow, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, we just got to Nebraska. Sure, just bring that in when you get to Denver. We'll get you something better.
Yeah, it's like telling us to drive to Seattle right now.
It was 1983, and I was 10 years old. My parents and I took a summer vacation to Ohio to visit one of my dad's old Army buddies and his family. This was rural Ohio, like Deliverance kind of stuff. I had been warned ahead of time not to act or dress girly, or I'd be teased mercilessly. So I donned my cut-off jean shorts and Daisy Dukes of Hazzard t-shirt for most of the trip as I hung out with the Ohio family's three young boys. Like to know how old this, 10 years old? Right, okay, so she's 10. Sleeping arrangements found me in the lower level of a set of bunk beds. As I glanced up while trying to doze off, I noticed a mural of small flecks right above my head.
You know what?
Being a dumb kid, I touched it and some of the flecks fell off. I asked my bunkmate about it, and his response was in a deep Southern drawl, "Oh, save that. That's boogers. Kevin eats boogers."
I was going two ways on that. Yep.
Yep, Kevin was the middle child who had graciously given up his bed for me that night.
Oh, my God.
After a fitful night's sleep, hoping no more of the booger mural would fall on me, I woke up and started getting ready for the day. Soon, all of the Ohio boys were standing in front of the bathroom doorway watching me brush my teeth in awe. They literally had no idea what I was doing and were fascinated by my oral hygiene.
Oh, my God.
Later that day, my dad was harassed into taking a chew by the youngest boy in the family, who was about 5 years old. Super nice folks, just way more rural than I had ever experienced before or since.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That one turned my stomach.
Yeah.
I read that right before going to bed last night.
You did.
Somebody ate that while they were putting
What'd you dream about?
Somebody was just heard that while they were putting a mouthful of Raisin Bran in their mouth. And went
We'll all get through it together.
All right.
And this one. This vacation happened 4 years ago. My husband, my teenage son, his friend, and myself went camping outside the Dells for my son's birthday. The first day we went sightseeing at Noah's Ark. Oh, sightseeing and went to Noah's Ark. Okay.
That's a good day.
Sightseeing at Noah's Ark. Second day we were to meet up with my husband, my husband's friend, and his young two boys. We rented a pontoon boat and went for some fun on the river. We set anchor, and my husband decides he is jumping in first off the back. He jumps in and starts screaming.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. This is, okay.
We thought it because the water was cold. Nope. He jumped in the river feet first, hit a sandbar, and shattered his ankle, tibia, and fibula from the impact.
Oh, no.
I'd just like to throw in right here the BSA. Has safe swim defense training, which would preclude any idiot from doing this.
Yep.
Yeah.
We pulled him onto the boat, keeping all kids to the front, sped back over the wake limit, back to the dock with him screaming the whole time. His ankle was a complete 90 degrees to the right. It took 45 minutes for paramedics to get there, another 20 minutes to remove seats from the boat to get him off, and a 30-minute drive to the local hospital. At first, they worried he would need the flight for life to Madison because 2 hours had passed and he was tenting. That's where the shattered bones want to poke through the skin. He was also losing feeling in his foot. There they set his ankle and casted him before discharging him to drive to Milwaukee. By the next morning, the leg had swollen so much that he needed to have the cast cut off due to cut off circulation. A week later, he had surgery, casted for 6 months, unable to work, thousands of dollars in medical bills. The nice part is the campgrounds where we rented the boat did not charge us for the rental fee since we were only on the boat for 30 minutes.
Thank thank you much.
No.
We're gonna eat that 30 minutes that you're on the boat.
Yeah, there's more tomorrow.
We hope you come back next year.
Even if we don't get any other letters.